This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, July 15. Faith, forgiving from the heart. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 18. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. 'Be patient with me,' he begged, 'and I will pay back everything.' The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay it back.' But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. 'You wicked servant,' he said. 'I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?' In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart." With considerable personal discomfort, I share today's thoughts with you. At the age of 29, my wife mentioned that her knees felt numb. Neither of us was greatly concerned, but we were naive. That was the beginning of a very challenging journey. The numbness was a symptom of multiple sclerosis. As her symptoms became more troublesome, we knew that there was a serious problem. She needed an arm to lean on when climbing stairs. Her vision doubled. Her stamina decreased. As the years became decades of loss, her description was sadly apt: "I am dying by inches." To say that we struggled is an understatement. My wife did. Our family did. I did. And I wasn't always the loving and caring husband I should have been and had promised to be. One evening, as we were visiting in the nursing home that was her home for 8 years, I knew I had to speak about this uncomfortable truth with her. Why on that evening? I don't know, but I'm convinced God's Spirit was at work. So I said, "Thelma, there were times I didn't treat you well. I was impatient, unkind, and unloving far too often. I'm very sorry." Her response amazed me. "I don't remember that." She had not only forgiven, she had forgotten. How gracious, loving, kind, and generous, and healing. She forgave as Jesus calls us to, from the heart. I thank her, and I thank God. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for people who forgive well. Please help us to be forgivers too. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.